Hey, it's Rick Laws here at the Channel 9 desk at AzureCon, and I managed to corner Ranga, who just came off the stage. Nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Tell me a little bit about some of the most interesting announcements, bullet points that you might have had from what you just delivered on the stage. What kind of excites you the most?
I mean, I would say three things. Mm-hmm. The first is that for all applications on the cloud, we're able to support seemingly infinite scalability in terms of stores, mm-hmm. all the right type of stores, SQL, NoSQL, search, and all of this other stuff. And so we have lots of options, and that's very exciting. So very good options there. And the second is that we are rolling out IoT Suite, which has sort of pre-configured, you know, templates. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it very easy for people to realize that pattern in IoT. And so that's the second one that I share that I'm very excited about. The third one is the Azure Data Lake. I think it's unlike anything the world has seen. And I've asked the team to think about the magic slider. Okay. How do we get the parallelism on demand as you like? And so let's see how that all works out.
Okay, so someone who's not intimately familiar with Data Lake, this is something obviously that can get quite large. Like, how big can we scale this kind of thing?
I mean, we don't see fixed limits on this because we see, we think we have designed it so that it expands over time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll have technological challenges as we go along. But we're talking, you know, petabyte-sized files, you know, exascale, mm-hmm. you know, data lakes, and we can have many customers like that. This is pretty large numbers for today, and I'm sure the world of IoT is going to pour so much data mm-hmm. that we will be forever be scaling this up.
Yeah, that's one of the stats that you had at the very, very beginning, was something 25 billion devices by 2020.
Yeah.
That just, to me, just blows my mind as far as the size and scale is concerned.
Yeah.
And then you're mentioning from the IoT perspective that our offering for IoT is now available today for people to go out and
try. It's available for purchase today, yes.
I was about to say, there was also a really cool demo that I liked an awful lot. I think it was VMob did that one with regards to being able to analyze all the different data points for everything that's coming out to be able to properly show a targeted ad, as an example. Just can you give me an idea of how many or how much data they would have to kind of analyze to be able to do something like that?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity?
In their case, they talked about, you know, hundreds of terabytes mm-hmm. of data. They call it the tape in the sky,
yep,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's terabytes. That's, I believe, limited by their current ability and economic factors on storing that data.
Oh, okay.
And we're looking at data that's well north of that. Mm. So, for example, the facial recognition that you saw was something that they're not keeping. So they just recognize the face and then just move on, try with the transactions. So you can imagine saving that mm-hmm. and seeing more analytics out of that. And that's all petabytes, exabytes. You know, this is crazy amount of data.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're coming to a stage where our appetite for insights is limited only by economic concerns, mm-hmm. not by technological concerns. And the time, you know, it's so simple, so powerful, that is just the economic factor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pay for that? What's the benefit?
Good point. Now, you mentioned the infinite size of how big Data Lake can get because of the amount of volume of data coming in, the analytics that we can do on it. You also mentioned about some new offerings or some new capabilities from the SQL Azure side of things, or the Azure SQL side of things. We now have larger scale that we can go to now, and we keep on growing, correct?
Oh yeah, we have 1.5 million databases.
Mm-hmm.
This is the SQL Server that you know and love. Several decades of innovation. It's highly optimized for in-memory. 4 nines of availability.
Mm-hmm.
It scales beautifully. We have the scale up in the sky. We have the scale out capabilities. This is something we're very excited by, and Elastic Pool is something that we created because we were listening to customers that were using these scale out patterns. They were using a lot of them, and some of them were using more resources than the others
mm-hmm.
at different times. And so we gave them an ability to package all of that so that to make the business predictable,
mm-hmm.
even though the workloads are unpredictable.
Okay. Now, is it literally the same tools and mechanisms and interfaces you'd be used to using with an on-premises SQL side, except we're just now taking care of all the stuff underneath and all the scale underneath?
To a first approximation, that is correct.
Okay.
If you look a little deeper, what you realize is on-premise, we expected customers to take care of certain key attributes,
mm-hmm.
like where to put files and control them, c- configure certain things. In this guy, we're taking care of that completely.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we have triple redundancy automatically set out of the box,
okay,
right, in the cloud. And so some characteristics do not need access in the same way, so we're doing things differently. And so we've minimized the number of changes between SQL Server on-premise and in the cloud, and only where it's necessary because of the nature of the cloud.
Mm-hmm. I got another question here that came up with regards to, maybe it's an anecdotal one, but why is it called USQL out there?
I was going to call it MeSQL, but then, you know, I decided to call it USQL. But, you know, I'm just kidding. The fundamental thing is we SQL is very expressive.
Right.
You can launch some very powerful queries with it. But it's not as flexible as the user code.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have realized is in this big data processing, we needed to bring the two worlds together. And so that's what we put together. You know, maybe we should have a little contest on what USQL means. You know, it's not some major meaning that we have attributed to that. Maybe you suggest some. You know, what would USQL stand for?
Well, I definitely know that all my friends that are in the database space and in the data world, they're extremely passionate about the stuff that they work with, the different database vendors and choices that they happen to use, and also they're just lit up with the size and scale of the stuff that we're able to offer, which is just amazing that it's going through such a great growth that we happen to have. Any closing thoughts before we wrap this one up that you wanted to share for maybe some actions people can take or something?
I will share the same thing that I shared at the keynote. It is a fantastic time. It's a fantastic time. All these services are available, so easy to try and experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if we've got suddenly a new set of tools for us to work with. And so if you're an individual developer, data scientist, I would recommend that you try the tools. If you're a business leader, you start with your dream.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I have this data dream. Can these Azure guys make that happen? Bring that to us and let's work on it together. We'll be pleasantly surprised what we find.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for stopping by the channel.
Thank
on stage.
You.
Really
thank
appreciate
you very
it. I hope everyone is enjoying AzureCon and everything that it brings to you. There's a whole bunch of online sessions and available sessions, SQL sessions as well, and Azure SQL. So check them out. Come on back and have a good day.